The Wise County Fair is my daughter's favorite event of the year, and I think it's safe to say that includes Christmas. Etta has been on her best behavior for the past 2 weeks, so perfect down to the smallest detail, including doing unassigned chores like making my bed and weeding my garden, that I'm a little worried. We have the window flaps of the Jeep down, and the warm August air whipping through is sweet with honeysuckle. Still, it is no match for Ivalu's perfume, which wafts up to the front seat whenever we peel around a curve. Etta looks out the window for road signs, searching for proof that we're almost there. I've taken the quicker route, the Valley Road, out of Big Stone Gap up to Norton. As we ascend the mountains in twilight, we pass Coburn, nestled in the valley below, where the cluster of lights twinkles like a scoop of emeralds. Etta smooths her braids and settles back in her seat. "Here's the plan. First, we eat," Ivalu announces as she unfolds the special to the newspaper. "I myself am having a jumbo caramel apple with nuts. And if I have to go see Doc Guest for a bridge on Monday, then so be it. Them caramel apples are worth a molar." "I want the blue cotton candy," Etta decides. "I want a chili dog with onions," I reply. "I have a lot of money, Mama," Etta says proudly as she sifts through her change purse. "Ask your daddy to spring for dinner. That will leave you more money for the games of chance." Etta smiles and carefully counts her money without lifting it out of the purse. I see a $5 bill folded neatly into a small square. Some lucky clay pigeon operator is about to score a windfall. "What if we can't find Daddy?" she asks. "We'll find him," I tell her. "Just go straight to the outdoor theater. He's up there with all them men checking out the rehearsal for Miss Lonesome Pine," Ivalu says. "He built the stage," I remind Ivalu in a tone that says, "Don't start with that again." "That's as good a reason as any, then," Ivalu meets my eye in the rearview mirror and winks. We find a parking spot under a tree overlooking the fairgrounds and climb out of the Jeep. Ivalu checks her hair in the driver's side mirror and then smiles at us, ready to go. She's wearing a pair of dark blue denim pedal pushers and a red bandana print blouse tied at the waist. Her diamond-L hoop earrings peek out from under her platinum bob like giant water wheels. Ivalu Wade Macon is ageless. You would never know she is 50-something. Her look, however, is best viewed from a distance, like a fine painting. You don't want to get so close that you get lost in the details. Etta looks at the fairgrounds with a clinical eye, surveying the faded striped tents surrounded by torches like birthday candles. She smiles when she spots the Ferris wheel. "Ma, will you go on the rides with me?" "Sure." But Etta knows that in the last second online, when we're ready to go up the metal plank, I'll send her father with her instead. "Do we have to go to the beauty pageant?" Etta asks. "I thought you liked it." "I like the dresses all right. The talent's always terrible," Etta shrugs. "She's right. Last year, leggy blonde Ellen Tierney, representing Big Stone Gap, did a dance routine to Happy to Keep Your Dinner Warm. Her tap shoe flew off when she did a high kick, clocked a man in the first row, and knocked him out. The victim was rushed to the hospital and revived, but he may have the imprint of the metal tap on his forehead for life." Then Etta says, "And I hate the physical fitness part when they come out and jump around in bathing suits. Anybody can do that stuff." "Etta, hun, it don't take a lot of talent to look good in a bathing suit. That you're born with." Ivalu breathes deeply and straightens her shoulders. "I ought to know." "I'm never going to be in a beauty pageant," Etta announces. "Me neither," I give my daughter a quick hug. The benches in the outdoor theater are filling up fast. The aisles are covered in astroturf runners. The stage itself is banked in garlands of red paper roses. The backdrop is a cutout of a giant pine tree with Miss Lonesome Pine written in gold leaf.